For the longest time, I thought, you know, I've been fooled by people's names, or it hasn't even occurred to me that, like, Big Fatty's name isn't Big Fatty.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, you know, Toppy is Toppy and Wes is Wes. Even though I know your real names, that's not who you are to me. So it's.
No, yeah. It's. Yeah. I got to tell you, it's funny. I do not know Doc Stone's real name.
You do too. You just forget it in between.
Oh, do I?
I forget yours too all the time. And we just had this discussion, I think, last week about what it is.
Maybe we did. I don't know. I'm a goofus.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've been fooled by Big Fatty's.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2375 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of February, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend, and we've got some more so-so questions. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, creepies. Big Freddy, that's you. No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are creepies today because y'all, tonight on the TV machine, y'all, it is the return. It is the return of the Bates Motel. Beh, really, that's creepy, that's for sure. It's true. And y'all, they're having a season 4 recap. I think it starts at 9:30 p.m. in the evening Eastern. And then the season 5 premiere at 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you. And I think was it Toppy or was it Scotty that just started? No, Scotty started watching the Designated Survivor. Somebody just recently started watching the Bates Motel. Y'all, it is the creepiest show on the TV machine. It's just creepy. And y'all, so put that in your VCR. Yes, Big Fatty, should they smoke it? Yeah, I guess y'all hadn't spoken to you since Thursday night. And trying to think here, y'all, it's been a fairly uneventful weekend. I can tell you that, y'all. Larry Clive was out of town I think he went out of town on Wednesday, so he was out of the coal mine Wednesday, Thursday, and y'all, just not a whole lot going on at the coal mine or anything. There was the coal mine town meeting. We had one of those, and y'all, it's just kind of a pep talk. Had that on for right, and Big Fatty, were you pepped up? I had some pep in my step. Big Fatty, pep in your step. But you know, sometimes I get pep in my step after I have a Mexican food too. Big Fatty, y'all, speaking of Mexican food, y'all, the Horn Cub, Jay the Horn Cub, said that he was asking questions about that new taco, chicken taco, that the shell is made out of the chicken pieces and parts. Yes, Big Fatty, lips, chicken lips. Yes, chicken lips, and then on the inside, they put the lettuce and the tomato. Big Fatty, you don't like the tomato. No, I don't like the tomato. And the sour cream. sour cream and the cheese. Big Fatty, I hope they don't put that baby poop guacamole in there. Yes, Big Fatty. Gavin's trying to catch those guacamokies, I think. Yeah, I think so. Where was I going with? Oh, and he was axing. If anyone else had tried it, and y'all, old Vader had tried that. Have I told y'all this already? Big Fatty, we don't remember. That's because you're a goofus, like old Stinkpot. Y'all, speaking of goofus, y'all, do you remember in the Highlights magazine, the Goofus and Gallant? It's a goofus does this and Gallant does this. Yes, Big Fatty, you're a goofus, that's for sure. Y'all, goofus and Gallant. That's Big Fatty memory lane. Anyway, get back to the weekend. Y'all, I can remember something from when I was 8 years old, but I can't remember the weekend. Big Fatty. So y'all, I got home after work on full right. And y'all went for a nipple walk. Hadn't been for a nipple walk through Fat Acres since last weekend. And y'all, it was just nice. The weather has just been lovely. That vermin that they pulled out of that hole. Big Fatty, are you talking about? No. What is that thing called? The hedgehog that they pulled out of Philadelphia. Where is that thing? Y'all, 6 more weeks of winter. Y'all, is it? No, it is summertime here in Fat Acres. Y'all, it was in the 70s all weekend long. And y'all, it's... went for the walk through Fat Acres. No new homes have been started, but y'all, they are really coming right along with the ones that are under construction. It's just lovely to see the progress. And I think one of the new homes has been finished and somebody else has moved in. So I think there's like 5 homes now that have people living in them. And they have started. They are well underway on the next set of condominiums. Y'all, I told Dr. Stone. I told Dr. Stone that he ought to sell his Stomperson Cathedral and move to Fat Acres, and he said he'd do it in a minute if he had a job. Big Fatty, get him a job. Well, I don't know. No, that's up to him. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, he'd be around all the good barbecue if he moved. It's true. But he'd be close to you. Well, there are downsides. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, I went for a walk through Fat Acres, and y'all, it was just lovely. And then I came home and I cracked open a. But Big Fatty, why didn't you use the wine opener? That's what I meant when I said cracked open. Oh, okay. A bottle of Moose Pea wine. Y'all, speaking of Moose Pea, y'all, I sent him a message because y'all hadn't heard a hide nor hair of him in the past few days. And you know, Moose Pea is usually chitter chatting on the Twitty and posting at the BFO, and y'all, it was Big Fatty, and y'all, you know, he had had that colonoscopy, I sent him a message. I said, everything okay? He says, oh, it's just been very busy at work, and everything was lovely with the colonoscopy. Yes, Big Fatty, So we're glad things are improving for Moose Pea. He did show up at Stick It With a Poke, the chat room over there on Saturday night, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, I had a couple of glasses of Moose Pea wine, and y'all, I slept like a baby. Big Fatty, it's a good thing you've got those new black sheets. It doesn't show nearly as much. Anyway, got up Saturday morning. Y'all, I am really enjoying this new dark roast 8 o'clock coffee beans. Y'all, it's very robust. Very robust. Yes, Big Fatty, also puts a pep in your step. Well, it does that too. So y'all, I had my coffee and sat on the veranda of the villa and read the newspaper. And y'all, then I fixed me some country ham. Big Fatty, you know what I'm going to ask. It's true, and it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, the house smelled like... Y'all, I had to open up all the doors. I was afraid the smoke alarm was going to go off. Country ham and red-eye gravy and biscuits. And y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all came in later in the day. It smelled like fried fish. Big Fatty Vulgar. I think it's all cleared out now. Yes, Big Fatty, you tooted it up, and we don't smell anything but you now. Anyway, y'all ended up doing a run. Big Fatty, is that like pepping your step? No, I went over to the Home Depot because, y'all, I have a sad news. Big Fatty, do we need to play the bagpipes? No, but it's along those lines, y'all. My grill has given up the ghost. I think I mentioned that last week, and old Veda had said that you could get the replacement parts at the Home Depot. Well, y'all, I went out there on Saturday, and y'all, the company that made my grill, y'all, they've gone out of business. They're kaput. They're no longer with us. Big Fatty, kind of like Walnut Hills. It's true. So y'all, I'm in a quandary now because y'all, to buy the parts online, because you can't buy them from the company. They're going to cost me about $50 for the parts, and y'all, then I've got to figure out how to install them and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, it looks more difficult than it's worth, and y'all, I could probably get a brand new grill for, twice that, maybe a little more than twice that, and, y'all, I'm kind of leaning towards that, but you know the ducky. You gotta, yes, Big Fatty, you gotta save those duckies for the cruise of a lifetime. So anyway, I'm in a quandary. I'm not gonna do anything yet. I'm gonna keep my eyes open. Yes, Big Fatty, keep them peeled. Specials on the gas grills. Yeah, because you know y'all, I've already got the gas. Yeah. Big Fatty, everybody knows you've got the gas. No, I meant the propane. Oh, well, that's very different. So I think I'm going to just keep my eyes open and look for a good deal. A good deal. See if one of those comes along. So anyway, I came back home and y'all went for another nipple walk around Fat Acres. Took a nipple nap. Saturday afternoon, y'all, spent a little time chatting with, my neighbors back behind me, and they got a new can, just like Big Fatty got a new can, and then I had me some supper, and y'all, then it was time for that stick it with a poke. I don't remember who was there, but I can tell you Steve the Tato was not there. Yes, Big Fatty. But it was, and the stink pot wasn't there either. I don't know. And y'all, that Ed Chan was late. He was having the computer problems. So y'all, you know who was there? It was Larkin, and y'all, Larkin was doing a good job with the phone, and it was lovely. Where are we? Big Fatty, I don't know. And y'all, then after that, got my share, and then I was off to the bar, met Granny and Big Dick and Durwood there and some other friends and all. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Y'all, I swear to you, there was so much laughing and cackling going on down at our end of the bar. You would think that if you were in another bar, they would say, okay, those people need to be cut off. Y'all, we were just getting started. Anyway, then I came back here to Fat Acres. Y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, lots more poop in the bed. And y'all, then Sunday got up and had my coffee and... Uh, and read the newspaper on the glider out on the porch again, went for another nipple walk, and y'all, cleaned the house. Yes, Big Fatty, it was about damn time, and I've washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. And that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Digger and Digger. Thank you so much for putting about 15 seconds of effort into that brand new, never used before, kind of half-ass so-so bumper for So-So Question Month. Yes, Big Fatty. Yo, by the way, Digger posted on the Twitter a picture. There was a picture of he, Digger, and T. Wiggles, and the Robs. And y'all, it looked like they were on a cruise of a lifetime together. And yes, Big Fatty, I think the Robs are on a cruise. Well, evidently, Digger and T. Wiggles are on it, too. And I said, y'all should come on the cruise of a lifetime with a... and they said, well, you never know who might be knocking at your door. And y'all, you know Digger and T. Wiggles. Digger and T. Wiggles knocked on the door of the villa that one time at the Kremlin party. So anyway, back to the so-so question. Y'all, my straight, northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, has another question. He says, Figs, besides small and large, what's your favorite size? First of all, Dan, thank you so much for the question. It's always lovely to hear from you, and it depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about a Bobo, extra large, Big Fatty. So y'all, I see Greg. Sent a comment over there, and you know this is in response to Gus Chad's comment about the blinker fluid, people being out of blinker fluid, he says, was it the blinker fluid who was a stripper in the 70s? Wasn't the blinker fluid who was a stripper in the 70s a fetish act specializing in lactation, asking for a friend? And I see Greg, thank you so much for this very so-so question. I had said that blinker fluid was Vera, was the old gal's stripper name in the 70s, but Greg, this is absolutely, anytime there's a question that involves the old gal, it is absolutely a so-so question, and my response to him was a lactation act, and I said, yes, that was indeed part of Vera's act. It was an early version of the famous Splash Zone. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I hope you have a lovely, Monday. It's the last full week of February. Big Fatty, where does the time go? I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it might have been a voice you're not used to hearing. Y'all, that's that Kathy Marshall. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear her comments over at the BFO. And she was on the Lotzel. And Kathy, what do you think about So-So Question Month so far?
I've been fooled by Big Fatty's.
Big Fatty, the only way you fool her is she thinks you have entertainment value.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.